delighted now to be joined by Finlay Daly. Finlay, first of all, congratulations on yesterday's run. A great achievement by yourself.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I was very happy with it. Obviously, I was aiming for gold. That's what the goal was going into it. But, you know, I won a silver medal last year, so it's nice to at least maintain where I was. But, yeah, happy with silver. But definitely, I think there was a chance to win gold out there. But, yeah, just didn't manage to pull it together.
And for those listening in, Finlay, who may not know much about you, would you be able to give us a brief synopsis, I suppose, on what is your background? First of all, what is your background, and then your background in athletics?
Yeah, so I suppose I kind of grew up in kind of the Caoimhe area of Sligo near Boyle, and I got into athletics really in secondary school through my PE teacher, Aaron O'Connor. And, you know, I was brought to the normal kind of cross-country races and track and field stuff through secondary school. And I definitely had some potential, but whenever it came to the national stage, you know, I always got blown away. So that was something that didn't really sit well with me. You know, I didn't really like getting beaten that well. So I'd kind of go away every summer, you know, after the secondary school athletic season and try and get as close to them as I could over summer training and aiming for that. And, you know, it got tough then in secondary school because I wasn't really closing the gap that I wanted to. And then I moved to Galway when I moved to university. And I'm coached by Matt Lockett now, and the system just really worked for me down here. And you know, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I didn't make my first Irish team till I was 21 at the European Under 23 Championships last summer. So I think you know, I'm very happy that I stayed at it, and I'm kind of really reaping the rewards now for all those years of chasing it. And yeah, just very happy I stuck at it when it was tough. And yeah, I'm working now in Galway, so it's a nice setup I have for athletics. So hopefully now over the next couple of years I can keep on the rise up and on.
And would you have played any other sports when you were younger in the Caoimhe area?
Yeah, so I played Gaelic football for Eastern Harps from, I think it was under 8s up until probably under 16s, and that was when I decided to go full-time into athletics. And I played golf growing up as well. That was something I had a real passion for, playing a Boyle and playing a Ross's Point and that sort of thing. But I found that, you know, athletics was just something that felt pretty natural to me, and I really enjoyed, and I liked that you know, exactly whatever I put in was what I get out. If it's a team sport, you're relying on other people, and I really liked just the accountability that, you know, if I worked hard enough I would be successful, you know.
And you mentioned there going to school in Abbey Community College. I suppose did you see much of an emphasis on athletics in Abbey Community College at that time, or was it the fact that Aaron had pushed you, that he saw potential in you as an athlete to maybe get the, like, I suppose in Abbey Community, when you were a student in Abbey Community College, there was more of a focus on you as a distance runner, the 5,000 metres. Did you see that potential in yourself, first of all, when you came into the school, that maybe I might be able to give athletics a go, because there'd be more of a, I suppose, not a competition, but there'd be a structure in place for competitions for secondary school students?
Yeah, it was sort of a mixture of, you know, I'd done a couple of races when I was in primary school, and it was something I enjoyed, but it was definitely Aaron O'Connor, I think, who spotted I had some potential, you know, doing kind of fitness tests in PE and that sort of thing. And, you know, I was lucky. There was a few other people. There was Shane Comer, and there was Cuiva Brennan, who were good at cross country as well. And, you know, kind of Mr. O'Connor, as we call him at the time, Aaron O'Connor, taking us to the Forest Park for training and that sort of thing. And I think he really saw that I had potential if I stuck at it and kept working hard to turn into, you know, a pretty good athlete. So, yeah, I put some thought into it, but I was really lucky to have his guidance kind of pushing me in the right direction and really keeping me in the sport when, you know, it got tough when I didn't see the gap closing, say, to the best lads in the country, as quick as I wanted to. He was kind of always reminding me of, like, you know, this isn't a 2-year plan. This is something you're going to be at for a long time, and really encouraged me to join athletics club, you know, Sligo AC, and really just keep pushing it. And, you know, I'm still in contact with him now pretty regularly, and it's I hope it's rewarding for him to see that, you know, he kept pushing me, and thankfully I've hopefully have a long way to go still, but it's nice that, you know, we saw some of those results come.
And you mentioned Sligo AC there. When did you first, I suppose, first of all, become aware of Sligo AC, and when did you first join the club itself?
Yeah, so I think it was when I started in second year of secondary school. I'd just done my whole first year and competed in cross country and track and field, and I kind of knew in the back of my head that, you know, if I was going to become a serious athlete, I had to join a club. I needed to get to a track. I needed to, you know, be trained properly. You know, Aaron O'Connor has a background in athletics and triathlon and that sort of thing. But I sort of knew myself that, you know, everyone else I was racing who was beating me was a member of a club, and they were getting more races and more guidance and coaching and that sort of thing. So I suppose with the track being in Sligo, that was where my thoughts went to joining Sligo. And I met someone associated with the club at a football match, and they gave me the number of Alan Kieran's, and I went down to the track one day after school, and he started coaching me then. And, you know, he had a really good introduction to athletics. He didn't, you know, throw all the training at me at once. It was a real gradual, you know, sort of build up. And, you know, I was kind of still playing football at the time, so he kind of got the balance right. And, you know, I owe a lot to Alan for kind of getting me started on that proper regimented training. And, you know, after a couple of years, then I moved on to Dermot McDermott, and, you know, I was very lucky just with the coaches I've had at different times in my career. They've kind of come at the perfect time just to kind of keep increasing the workload and how it's managed. And it was definitely a good move joining Sligo AC, and just very happy with how all that worked out with them.
And following your secondary school education, you moved on to NUI Galway. I suppose, how much of a step up was that to be amongst some of the finest student athletes in the country, I suppose?
Yeah, it was a big difference. It was, you know, I gotten pretty used to when I was training back home. I'd be doing a lot of workouts on my own, and that's kind of mainly because, you know, if there was adults or seniors that were racing, there was normally a couple of them that were far better than me, the likes of Jake O'Regan and JP Carty and that sort of thing when I was in secondary school. So I ended up doing quite a lot of work on my own. But when I moved down here, you know, straight away you're thrown into a group of people at the same age, and you know, you're all of a sudden, you're the eighth, ninth best man in the group. So, and again, that group is managed very well. I'm very lucky. Matt Lockett is the coach down here. So he's the NUIG athletics coach, and he's also in the Athletics Ireland setup as well. So he did a very good job of managing, you know, when you have 10 lads with a bit of a spread of ability, from me to people who are making kind of European cross-country teams. It's very easy for the likes of me to try and race every workout to try and keep up with them. But you know, he does a really good job of making sure that people are training as individuals within the group, and even just having like a team aspect outside of training, because, you know, it is an individual sport, but we make sure that, you know, we're all training together twice a day most days. So we'll go for food, we'll go for coffees, and really just kind of support each other. And, you know, it's hard on the social life training this much. So, you know, if you can spend time with people, you know, in the setup, it definitely helps. So Matt Lockett really encourages that side of it, because it can be a lonely sport at times.
And when did you first, I suppose, take part in the steeplechase? Now, it's a very specialised event. You started off, first of all, you were mentioned there, across country, and then the distances of the 5,000 metres. When did you first, I suppose, when did you first, not compete, but when were you first made aware of, were you told that, would you like to try the steeplechase, or did you fancy it yourself?
Yeah, it was something that I kind of had a feeling I wanted to try in secondary school. I was watching, you know, athletics at the time, the Diamond League, the sort of professional circuit, and the steeplechase was always something I loved watching, you know, watching the American Evan Jaeger, and an event I always wanted to try, but I never really had the opportunity to. I was running cross country, and on the track I was running 1500 metres and 5K and that sort of thing. And when I came to Galway here, the first year that we were doing the track and field, say when I was in first year, we'd really fast lads in the 1500 and the 5K, and it looked like the only opportunity I'd have to probably compete on the team would be in the steeplechase. And that, I felt, lined up perfectly, because, you know, as a first year coming in, you're all of a sudden you're racing all students, and it just seemed like the perfect year to give it a go. So I got very lucky. We had an American student over for the year who'd ran the steeplechase quite a lot in America, so he kind of took me under his wing and taught me how to hurdle and that sort of thing, and it just came very naturally to me, and I really enjoyed it, and I've kind of stuck with it ever since. And it's an event that, you know, for one reason or the other, it just suits my body really well. So I kind of, you know, it's as if running wasn't hard enough. We've now added hurdles into it to jump, and it's a fun event. You know, you enjoy doing it, but it's definitely tough. But yeah, I think I found an event that just really suits me.
And what's next for Findlay Daily? What's the plans for the summer? Do you take time off now, or is there events coming up?
So now that the championship is over, it's sort of just chasing times now. So, you know, you have the championship part of the season now where it's kind of all about medals. And I suppose the rest of the summer now is just trying to get the times as low as possible. And, you know, I'll probably travel over to England a few times and try and get into a few good steeplechases and 1500 metres and that sort of thing. And, yeah, it's kind of, I guess at this time of year, the real sort of the real danger is that you ease off the training and all you do is race, but you'll start losing fitness if that's the case. So you have to make sure that you're kind of taking weeks. Like I'll train now for the next 2 or 3 weeks and just top that up before I race again. But yeah, definitely try and chip away at the times and just keep progressing. I guess if you draw a line from where I am now to where I want to be, it's important that every year those times keep coming down. So that's probably what I'll turn my focus to now.